Yeah, there's two weight stories out today. One is couples who diet together lose more weight, which I can understand because then you're not going out and eating out every night. You're not eating crap food. You're trying to help each other. I can see that.
No, that's the hardest thing. In fact, we're kind of going through that right now where I'm trying the keto diet. Not fully. I'm not doing fully keto because apparently when you do the keto diet, you got to buy these strips and you got to pee on them to make sure you're in ketosis. I can't live like that. I'm not going to pee on a strip every morning. I'm sorry. I'm just going to cut down on my carbs. You know, I'm going to not eat sugar. I'm just going to do like keto light and hope I drop a few pounds. But it's tough because Joe kept saying, once you go on your diet, I'll go on mine. And he hasn't. So we went food shopping and I bought all this protein and vegetables and salad stuff for myself. And for him, he bought all this crap. He bought like
ho-hos
and chicken fingers and crunchy this and chocolate that. And so I don't know. I feel like what happens in that scenario is if I want to cheat, there's actually bad food in the house as opposed to a significant other who's also dieting.
Right. You're three times more likely to lose weight if your sig other does it with you.
How do you convince them though? Would you call them fat for a few days until that you just shame them into it? How do
I do
this?
That's what you do. Yeah. Fat ass, get in here. Holy cow, the whole apartment is moving. Yeah, do things like that. Just shame them into it.
I feel like I'll take his favorite shirts and when he's sleeping, I'll take them in. So that way he'll be like, wow, this is really tight on me. I'll be like, uh-huh, it sure is.
Take all of his t-shirts in.
Even your t-shirts are tight.
Well, and now, you know, we've been waiting our whole life for a secret pill to lose weight.
Yeah.
That's all we're waiting on. We're waiting on that one person to make that pill. We lose weight. We don't have to go to the gym. We don't have to eat the keto thing. We can eat whatever we want. So
yeah,
now,
because we're the laziest people on the planet. Like, I remember I asked my doctor one time, I'm like, of all these diets out there, what's the best way to lose weight? He said, I have the definitive diet.
Mm-hmm.
This is my doctor. I was like, oh, great. What is it? He said, eat less, move more.
But now there's actually a pill that you can take. There's good news and bad news out of this.
Okay.
It's a study. It's out of Israel. And somebody actually figured this out and it works.
Okay.
So you can lose weight instantly and keep the weight off. That's the thing. Not only will you lose the weight, but you'll keep it off.
If you're taking a pill and it's knocking weight off of you, that sounds like a pretty dangerous pill. There must be a lot of side effects.
It's actually all natural.
None of this sounds possible. You know what? You first. Let me know how it goes.
Well, they found out that eating your own poo actually helps you lose weight and keep the weight off. They give you frozen pills of your own feces.
No, that's not a thing.
Yes, well, you actually take the pills and you take the weight off.
Are you telling me that if I want to lose weight, I have to eat shit?
No.
Is that what you're saying?
You have to eat your own shit.
I'm still eating shit.
So what people are doing now, though, is they're not going through and getting the pills. They're actually trying this at home.
Oh, no. Oh, because they don't want to spend the money. So
they don't
want to
spend the money, and you can just, yeah.
Ooh, that sounds terrible. That's crazy. Who would do that?
Well, somebody had to figure out this study to begin with.
Yeah, how does that fit? That's so interesting. Like, okay, we want to lose weight and not do any exercise. Let's try, pet a cat. pet a cat for 10 days and let's see if you've lost weight. Nope, that didn't work.
Okay, cat tails. Just cut the tails off the cats. Eat the cat tail. Does that work? No. Okay, try something else. Try cat whiskers. Okay, no, cat whiskers don't help me lose weight.
How far down the line of try this food, acai, try this, eat a sneaker, you know, all the way down the list. Maybe if you eat your own poo. Like, how far down the list did they get before somebody suggested it and the other person went, you know what? I'm sick of being fat. I'll try anything.
But that's
your
a
doctor
new diet.
Has to say, like, you'll be dead by Friday if you don't start losing weight. And then you say, how do I do it? And they say, eat shit. And you're like, hey, doc, you know, come on. They're like, no, seriously, it'll work.
But it's yours. You don't have to eat somebody else's. It's yours.
They do these fecal transplants, and I've heard gastroenterologists say that people are like in the hospital on their deathbed. Mm-hmm. They do a fecal transplant, get up, walk out, everything's fine.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So this is kind of like the extreme measure of that. So I mean, it kind of makes sense. It's gross as hell, but, mm-hmm. you know, well, you want to look like Heidi Klum. What else are you going to do?
Is it gross as hell, though, if they put it in a pill and you take the pill? So you're not really eating it.
If they didn't tell me what the pill was, if they just said, here, just eat this pill. Just take this pill.
No. Don't chew the pill. Just take the pill. If you chew the pill, then it's going to be bad. And when your breath really starts to stink, that's the keto diet.
Your breath literally smells like shit.
Could you say that any more so I can give the beep a little bit more work?
I think it's the only way to express this whole segment. You know, and the funny thing is, like, when you go, you got to take those pills and hide them somewhere. Otherwise, the dog is going to be like,
oh, the dog's going to go crazy.
Yeah, cats will be like all over. You got to keep your animals away from it.
And keep your significant other away from it, too, because you start losing weight. They're going to be going through your stuff to figure out what it is. Then they're going to be eating your poo and they're not going to gain. They're not going to lose weight.
Oh, it's so passive aggressive. Imagine if you really hate your significant other. Here, eat this. Here, take this.
It will make you lose weight. It's kind of like your stupid movie, Mean Girls, where they give them something to lose weight and it doesn't do it.
No, it's worse than that. It's more like The Help, where they make them eat a poop pie. Remember, she bakes poop into a pie?
Right.
Yeah, so this is kind of like, you know, The Help, we all made fun of it, mm-hmm. but they were way ahead of their time. It was all about weight loss. She was doing something very nice for those girls.